This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am here with Jeff Carver with Syngenta Seeds. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, Jeff, it's great to see you today. We're out in Altoona, Iowa at the Iowa RFA Renewable Summit. Minus the weather, I'm glad to see the turnout.
Yeah, no, we need the weather, though, so it's great that we have it, and hopefully everybody gets home safe. So.
Yeah, I always look at this and think, well, the farmers need some rain. And speaking of farmers, you're here actually talking about a product that is on the market. It's called Enogen. It's a corn trait, and it's actually well-designed for farmers who are growing corn for ethanol. Is that correct?
Yes. No, it's specifically designed for the ethanol industry. The trait is expressed in the endosperm, so it works real well in the ethanol process, and the competitiveness of the hybrid is great for the farmer as well. So it transcends value across both the ethanol plant and direct payback to the farmer.
So let's talk a little bit about how the trait works, why it's actually unique and I guess better than some of the other traits on the market, especially as it relates to ethanol.
Yeah, so the trait, what's different about it, one, it's an end-use trait. And that trait is expressed in the endosperm, which allows the ethanol plant, the hydrolysis of the protein is very much different. It allows for a very rapid and quick viscosity break in the plant, which then allows the plant to essentially reduce the amount of water used in the process. And then with that, the trait allows for, based on market conditions, the plant to either push additional throughput through the plant or actually slow the plant down, so to speak, and produce more ethanol.
So you're actually producing more ethanol with the same bushel of corn, correct?
That is correct.
Now, on the back end, a co-product of ethanol is dried distiller grains, or you could also actually have wet distiller grains, but there's always a talk about, well, how will this corn or how will this trait affect or potentially improve the co-products?
Yeah, so at this point in time, we have seen no negative impacts, and we're actually working with various universities on feeding trials and to what we believe potentially is enhanced nutrient value, but we're still working on that.
What about from a corn oil production? Have you seen any studies that indicate that you're actually getting a higher return on the corn oil as well?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So based on bench work that we've done, we have seen better separation, which in the trials that we're conducting this year, in 2013, many of the plants have corn oil extraction, and we will be evaluating on additional oil yield if that indeed is something we can achieve with the separation we're seeing.
So, Jeff, you mentioned that the trait was deregulated in 2011, so farmers are, in fact, able to plant Enogen corn. Is there still corn available for this next 2013 season?
Yeah, actually, we've had really good uptake on the program. The programs are designed specifically around the contracting with the ethanol plant. So to your question, yes, we still have acres available, but not many. And the acres that we do have available are mainly around the trial areas that for the plants that we'll be trialing with the 2013 crop. But we do have some limited acres left today, as we speak today.
So, Jeff, you're working with ethanol plants, correct? So can ethanol plants contact you, talk to you about the product, and then are you taking on any more ethanol plants for future trials and future programs with local farmers?
Yeah, no, thanks. That's another great point. So, yes, one, ethanol plants can contact us. Are we taking on additional plants for trial? Yes, we are. We continue to look at not only 2013, but 2014 and beyond. So, yes, we'll be trialing, working with plants. Based on the uptake we've had for interest in trialing with the 2013 crop, those acres and trials are nearing basically completion as far as commitments. So if anybody were interested, certainly they can reach out to us, and we'll work with them to find what's available and in the time slot that it would be available. So.
Great. And Jeff, where can they go? Do you have a specific website dedicated to the Enogen trade, or should they contact you directly?
Yeah, no, a great place to start would be at our website. It's www.enogen.net.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.